This is Coach Fran for the Texas State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
We're back here on Bobcat Radio. Warren Shore, Trevor Sarton, taking you down the home stretch of the Friday Bobcat Radio show. Once again, tweet us any questions at KTSW Sports if you want it, or tweet us our trivia question today: who won the NASCAR race at Richmond this past weekend? And you win two tickets to the Kyle Speedway race on March 23rd.
Kind of sad no one has given us an answer
yet.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
You're still out there listening.
Yep.
Look it up and
you got
send
a pair of tickets to that. So Texas State could have a couple guys get drafted. Craig Mager may be going today, but probably going tomorrow, cornerback, which would be great for the program. Also, Will Johnson may be getting drafted 6th, 7th round. I think Mike Rakpo, David May are getting some looks as undrafted free agents. What do you think of them? We'll get in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think Mager is, it'd be a stretch if he went today, but
Maybe back end of the third,
but I think fourth is ultimately where he's going to end up. And you talked about Will Johnson. I think Will Johnson is, I mean, he was honestly the highlight of our season.
I agree. He was the MVP.
But yeah, it'll be interesting because he has really good punting capability. And then you talked about Mayo and Arakpo. Probably won't get drafted, but they're definitely going to end up.
Arakpo would have been, but his ACL injury.
Yeah. So they'll end up signing with somebody, but I think Mager definitely goes tomorrow, probably.
Yep, keep it tuned to KTSW Sports Twitter account. If you're not watching the draft tomorrow, we'll be on it when any of the Bobcats get picked either tonight or tomorrow. That's going to wrap up the draft talk. Let's move over to the NBA playoffs. The Bulls just annihilated the Bucks last night in game six, so they advance and take on the Cavs. We won't really talk much about that series. That series starts Monday, other than the Kevin Love's out there, and it should be a good series, I think. I mean, I like the Cavs. I'm hoping for it. Like, my state of mind right now is I really can't be disappointed if they don't win it because they're not at full strength.
Yeah.
I think they're still.
I disagree.
They're still the best team in the East, and I still think they're going to make the finals.
The
yes,
the
they
are.
No, they're not. Okay, so the Bulls went to 6 against the Bucks. What Bulls team is going to show up? The one that annihilated them last night, or the two that showed up in Game 4 and Game 5 when they were at home in a closeout game and ended up going to Milwaukee?
I mean, they were just like, should we even
no,
win this game?
Yes.
I mean,
okay, stop,
and now like,
stop.
Right, we'll win, I guess.
Stop,
convincing
stop.
Fashion, 60
let's stop.
Points.
Okay, too much Bulls talk. Now let's go to the game that really mattered last night. Closeout game for the Spurs in San Antonio. Clippers and Spurs. The Clippers won 102-96. And this series, honestly, I felt like the Clippers should have maybe won this in 5 or 6. They gave away game 2, gave away game 5. Now it's 3-3 going to Game 7. I love a Game 7, so I was rooting for the Clip Show last night. This should be a barn burner of a game. It is on Saturday at 7, so great sports day Saturday.
Saturday you have, night, you're not going out. You're watching sports.
Saturday night, what a night. You have the Kentucky Derby in the afternoon, NFL draft finishing up, Floyd Mayweather, Pacquiao fight. We're not talking, or we won't talk about the fight here. And then Clips, Spurs, NHL playoffs, which have just been fantastic. Just what a great sports day on Saturday. But what do you think about the Spurs? Because they've kind of gotten lucky in this series. Game 2 when Blake went off his leg, and they haven't played their best ball, but they had a chance to close out last night. That's why I feel like they kind of had a blown opportunity, but then again, it's the Spurs, and in a Game 7 on the road, not really worried about them. I think the Clippers are an immature basketball team, but I feel like at home you need to close out those games.
Yeah, and for my picks going into the playoffs, before the playoffs, I had the Spurs over the Clippers, but I think it's just a toss-up at this point. I mean, home court advantage is home court advantage, but as we've seen in this series, it hasn't been necessarily too effective, as we saw the Clippers winning last night and the Spurs have won in L.A. But I don't know. The Clippers are just a really fun team to watch, and the Spurs are almost the opposite, because the Spurs are just fundamental while the Clippers are run and gun.
Yeah, alley-oops up to DeAndre, throws it down.
J.J. Redick just pulling up on the run. I mean, J.J. Redick's really fun to watch from three-point
range. The red guy.
And I don't know. It'll just be interesting to see. I'm a really big Chris Paul fan. I think that in this Game 7, he really needs to take over. I mean, he can shoot the ball. He can pass the ball. He can play defense. He can do everything for them. And I just think that he's going to get tired. I mean, all these guys are going to be tired. This is Game 7. They're this could be a finals series. I mean, with the talent and stuff.
And I think for CP3, he needs to step up for his reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the playoffs, he's made it to the second round once.
Yeah.
And this is his best team he's ever led.
I really want to see CP3 do something.
And I think he played great. He had 10, 12 points in the fourth quarter last night. I don't know. I just think it's going to be a great game seven. I know the Spurs, it would be disappointing for them if they lost in the first round, because that loss to the Pelicans in the finale is definitely going to be a game they look back to and is like, man, that was a playoff. Obviously, it fell them from the 2 seed to the 7 seed.
Yeah, and it's just unfortunate for the West, because it is so tight in there that, I mean, you lose one game and you drop a couple spots in the seeding, and that's just really unfortunate. I don't think the seeds are indicative of the talent on these teams.
I mean, I agree.
We saw the Pelicans as the 8 seed, but in the East, I mean, I think they'd be a 4 or 5 seed. I mean,
I think they might be 6.
I don't know. I just
four
think
or five or yeah, probably a 6.
The West is just
it is. Well, you look at the East too. Brooklyn is playing Atlanta, who was allegedly like the greatest team ever created earlier this year, the way they were playing team. That's why in the playoffs you need a superstar, and that's why I'm not saying I know, but I'm serious. Like, look at the Hawks. They should have swept or at least 1-5 against Brooklyn. Now they're going to game 6, potentially game 7. Game 6 is tonight in Brooklyn. Hawks lead 3-2. That's why you need the one guy who takes the shot on the Hawks. See, my point exactly.
I don't know if it's...
My point exactly.
It's either Jeff or Paul Millsap.
Okay,
but
you need that one guy.
Okay, but the Bulls have that.
Who?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay, that's
Jimmy
fine.
Jimmy Butler's pulling
up. Who takes a shot on the Wizards? Paul Pierce. Who takes a shot on the Warriors? Steph Curry. Who takes it on Memphis? Okay, Memphis maybe Zebo or Gasol, but it's more clear there. Who takes it on the Spurs? Duncan or Parker.
You go Kawhi.
Yeah.
You go Kawhi.
The Clippers. CP3.
James Harden.
And then the Rockets, James Harden. So all the teams that have made it, the Cavs, obviously LeBron or Kyrie, okay? So it's the teams, like, to go far in the deep run, you need a guy when it comes crunch time.
You have to have a guy to step up.
You need a superstar to take the shot. And the Hawks are a great team, but they have four really good players to play together, but they don't have a guy in that top 10 NBA player.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the winner of the Bulls-Cavs series will beat the Hawks if they get there?
I don't think the Hawks are even going to beat the Wizards.
Okay.
I think the Wizards are playing well.
The Wizards are good.
The Wizards are playing well. Yeah, Paul Pierce has really stepped up his game. I think it's going to be Wizards against the Cavs in the conference finals. That brings back the old rivalry they had with Agent Zero and Antoine Jameson and Karan. That were some great series.
Okay, so that's for the East. What do you think about the West? Do you think the Golden State gets it done? I mean,
okay, I'm skeptical on Golden State.
Really?
Yes.
I'm sold on Golden State.
They're a jump shooting team. Steph is great.
Lose.
No, okay. They're a great team, and I really enjoy watching them, but I just feel like when it gets physical, can they win a game in the 80s is what I think. If Memphis, this would be a great test. Memphis plays those games in the 80s, like nobody else.
I think Draymond Green brings that.
No,
to them.
I know, but like the whole, they're a run and gun team. And if the jump shots don't fall for, say, 2 or 3 games, the threes.
But they are. Okay. I mean, the shooters are too good.
They're going to get cold at some point, or they could. But I'm just saying, can they be able to? I know they can drive and stuff, but I still think I think Golden State is great. And I really like them, but I still think there are a couple questions. They're the same thing as they have more than the Hawks, but I'm saying there are a couple questions still lingering. I still think they get to the finals, but I could see them slipping up here if they get cold.
So if they were to slip up, who would take the West? The Rockets? You think the Rockets? Or
I'm not sold on the Rockets either.
I'm not either.
I'm not sold on them.
I honestly think the Grizzlies are really good.
I think so too. Grizzlies I like
are,
the Grizz a lot.
Yeah. And I don't know. It'll be. I think the what,
okay.
Spurs,
game seven. What are? What's your? Yeah, I think whoever wins the Clippers Spurs series probably has a good chance to go to the final. What's your prediction? We were talking about them and it got sidetracked.
Okay.
What's your no?
Oh.
Spurs Clippers game Spurs. 7 series. We're too far out to say finals. Jason likes to get final. I want to know right now. Game 7, Saturday night in L.A. Steve Ballmer probably gonna like pass out. Did you see him last night? They showed him. He was so red.
He's hilarious.
He's gonna be like the color of your hat. What What, he's wearing a red hat, by the way. This is the radio. I have to explain that. What is your expectation? Who's going to win Game 7? Who's going to round 2?
I hate to say it, but the Spurs are going to win.
Oh, I mean, really? I thought you were going to say the Clips.
No, I'm going to pull for the Clips, but I think Greg Popovich, he's just too good at following a loss. I mean, when he calls